Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I feel good today. Tell them how you feel, Gerald.
Just like fire, dear papa.
Come on and get up. Let's praise. Come on, Holy Ghost.
Just like fire, dear
papa. Talk about the Holy Ghost fire. Come on.
Time, beloved, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father, and His precious and beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Right here on this fire gospel experience, Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unapologetically, and unequivocally declared to be the only Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one, beloved, with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful eternal life. It doesn't just start when we float away on angels' wings on a cloud after we leave this earth. No! Our beautiful eternal life starts the moment that you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior right here on this earth. And I promise you, there are many blessings that go with it. Yes, you'll be tried. Yes, your faith will be tested. Yes, it will. But just believe that you are more than a conqueror. Jesus is the only hope and light for a lost, dark, and dying world. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, and I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspiration, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire, the gospel experience, will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. Because, listen, God is not a respecter of person. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for our spiritual uplift from the book of Acts, the 15th chapter, verses 8 through 11, where we read that there is a great discussion, almost like an upheaval, a semi-division potentially going on in this new church, where now the Gentiles are showing the same dramatic evidences of how God has touched them in the same way that he touched the Jewish believers and all of those that on the day of Pentecost spoke in tongues and with the flaming fire above their head of cloven tongues. And now God's word is becoming manifested and true on how he has made his grace and salvation available to all people. We will be discussing no distinction. God is not a respecter of person, and the Bible declares it so, and we should be willing to adhere to that very same instruction of no distinction, no respecter of person, treating people like the Bible teaches, the way that we want to be treated our own selves. My special guest is here, Chief Operating Officer at MTR Sounds, Executive Producer at HP Visual Connections. I had to get it all out. And she is a gospel artist of her own right and significance, talking about Woman of God, Catrice Cornette. And she is also known with her very anointed, talented, and gifted sisters of the gospel group, the Carey Sisters is here. We're going to talk about her journey. We're going to talk about her testimony in Christ. We're going to be talking about the holidays. The Christmas holidays are here upon us, and we want to just have some good godly discussion and get some clarity and truth as we celebrate our God. So why don't you go ahead and call your family members and friends and neighbors, anybody that's in your spirit right now, while we get this gospel Christmas celebration on the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. We've already had prayer. Thank you, Holy Spirit God, for overseeing our lives and for giving us the direction that we need to be overcomers. And let the light of our Lord Jesus shine in our lives. Amen. Goes right there. So get your praise on. Get yourself comfortable. Call a family member and a friend and let them know that Brother Ron Jefferson is back on the airways. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for lighting that fuse that's about to set the internet and the radio airways on Holy Ghost sanctified fire, fire, fire. Thank you.
sons and daughters, did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you blind man. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of a God.
About the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm sure she had no idea what was going on, but we thank Mary for her submission and willingness, and we look to follow in her own submissive ways ourselves when we don't fully understand what God is doing, but we have faith to trust and follow him. Sounds of my special guest, woman of God, I'm trying to tell y'all, Catrice Cornette, and that was her son, Jermaine Jones, collaborating in that beautiful duo of gospel Christmas music. She is a woman of God hailing out of Baltimore, Maryland, and I'm here to tell y'all, executive producer at HB Visual Connection, chief operating officer at MTR Sound, gospel artist in her own right, Catrice Cornette, and as I previously stated, a member of the singing gospel group, none other than her beautiful sisters, talented, anointed, and blessed, the Carey sisters. So without any further ado, certainly my pleasure to present to some and to introduce to everybody else that don't know, woman of God, Catrice Cornette is here on this fire gospel experience, and we are certainly excited and happy and blessed to have her here with us today. Woman of God, Catrice Cornette. Woman
oh
of God,
goodness.
Thank you.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us. How are you?
For having me. I am blessed and honestly, as they say. I'm just good. I'm good. God is blessing.
Amen, amen. Well, it is true. That is not not just a cliche. It sounds so good, and it's been repeated so often. Yes, we are blessed and highly favored. So I'm with you on that, sister. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself? You're not a newcomer to this program, but it's been a while since I've had the pleasure of you and your sister, the Carey sisters, on this Fire Gospel Experience. But I'm blessed to have you here by yourself, not to leave your sisters out. We still love them, and we're looking forward to having them come join us one day. But right now, we got you all to ourselves. Introduce yourself to our listening audience.
Hi, I'm Catrice Cornett, and I am from Baltimore. I actually live in New Jersey now, but I was born and raised.
Okay.
My music career started in Baltimore, Maryland, and I'm just excited to be here. I'm grateful to Brother Ron for the opportunity, especially since God's really been downloading some awesome music and some melodies that I know they are meant to be shared with the world. You know, like as a songwriter, sometimes God will give you a melody that's just for you and him in your devotional time or just like in your time when you're around the house. And you have to be careful. I share this with a lot of musicians who seek information about like songs and writing and stuff. But I often say you have to be careful as to what God wants you to put out and what he wants to keep just for himself, because God inhabits our praises. He loves our worship, and sometimes he gives us songs that it's just for us and him, you know, me and him and in our intimate times. But then he gives us songs that are definitely meant for the whole entire world. And so I'm in that space right now where God is just downloading songs that he wants the world to hear. And so, because I don't usually reach out for interviews and stuff, people usually call me or something when they heard something, but I'm in a season where God is putting me in a place to be more bold with words that he has given me through music and to make sure that it reaches the masses. And so I reached out to Brother Ron. I love his show.
Yes.
And
thank you.
You know what? I really love your intro. I be singing along every time I hear it. I love your introduction to music. It is just so hot. And so,
I
love this show. And so I said, let me reach out to Brother Ron to see if he would get me on this show, especially since I did, I had the opportunity to do the cover traditional song, What Child Is This?
And yes.
That's one of my all-time favorite traditional Christmas carols. And last year, my personal group, Catrice Cornett and Highest Praise, released a Christmas song called Forever God Reigns, which you've never heard before. Like, it was from beginning to end. And when you play that, I'll tell you a little bit about that story and how that came to be. That was literally a straight download from heaven all at once. But I'm just excited to be here to share with your audience and to just encourage people that God is real and he's moving, and he's moving in a different way now. I don't even know how to explain it. It's like, if you grew up in church, or if you know anything about church, or just even this Christian walk, a lot of times we focus on the end, like when we go to heaven. But God has a different message for this season. He wants to bless us right now so that we can do what needs to be done in the earth right now. And so you don't have to wait to get to heaven to exercise your gifts or to praise him or to share him or even to receive a blessing. God is doing it now so that his word and his can see that he is real now in the earth, because that's what they need. You know, everything is about what you can see and touch nowadays. You know, people, when you tell them, oh, no, you just have to believe on faith, they don't want to hear that. You know, stuff is about what you can see and touch. And so what they can see and touch is us. They can see us. They can touch us. They can experience Jesus through us, and God wants to do that in you right now. So I'm excited about sharing that with your audience today as we conversate.
Amen. Well, listen, I'm excited to have you here. And then when you sanctified, Holy Ghost-filled people of God come in and y'all get fired up, all y'all doing is just getting me even more fired up. So I appreciate you. I appreciate your ministry. Yes, ma'am. I mean it. Because
thank you.
The work that we do, you know, have you ever been that happy-go-lucky person that you are and be smiling and carrying on? And for one day, particularly, your smile might not be as uplifted as it normally is, and then somebody will say, you're not smiling today. Well, that's because we all have our times and our moments. Everybody, I don't care who you are, always can use some support, uplift, and encouraging words. So I look forward to having you all come in because you all give me inspiration when you share your testimony, when I hear y'all talk about how God is working through you. So you just said something that in all of my 7 years of broadcasting, a special guest has not shared before. You said God gives you some songs that's just for you and him. I've never heard
a gospel artist
say that before. You're the first one that have ever shared that before. And I'm not to say that you're probably the only one. I'm pretty sure that there are some songs that what they say, like they say, they're in the vault. They're still in the can.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, that's personal. I understand, but you're the first one, woman of God, Catrice, that have shared that with us, and we need to know that personal knowledge about how gospel artists have their own special intimacy with God, because we don't all have to have the calling of music and singing and be a gospel artist to know that apart from our public ministry, it's very important that we have a very private, intimate walk with God. Amen. Goes right there, Sister Catrice. Come
Amen. On. Amen. A lot of times, and you know what? The other thing, too, about that is when you're an artist and you're constantly putting out music, sometimes you don't get the response you want from a song,
or
you should always, my theory is always test it out with your friends and family. If you sing in a local church and you are allowed to do your own music, test it out with your home congregation or with your worship team or something like that to see if it is even a song that is that catch the heart of other people. Because I'm really here to tell you, I have a whole bunch of intimate songs, and they might not even be songs that you would consider a whole song, but it's a melody or something that God downloaded to me in my devotion time. And so I sing it into my phone, and then it's like when I get down or out or whatever, that he will bring that melody back to me. Like you said, something very important when you're in the, like we were talking about the stage lighting and stuff like that at church this morning, when that's something that is a part of your life, people expect you, like you said, to be a certain way all the time. But life happens to all of us, and it happens all of us. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
it doesn't matter that I stand on a stage and sing before you, or that God gave me a song. I have bills to pay. I have family members. I have children that are sick. I have people that get sick and die in my life. Don't go the way I want them to go, just like they do for the people who are watching us. And they expect us to not to even succumb to those things. Like when I'll tell you a quick testimony. When my son just came off of American Idol, it wasn't a good deal. You know, that was a really bad time for us because of the way they embarrassed him on national TV, and he got kicked off.
Oh my God.
Right? So it was
the
news. The news and all of that kind of stuff, they were on my front lawn. We couldn't, our neighbors had to go to the grocery store for us. It was just horrible.
Oh, Lord.
And so that was a really bad time in our life. But the same people who were cheering for him, who were ready to, and for us because they had me on TV too and all of this kind of stuff, who were cheering for us and all of that kind of stuff, were the same people who were dogging us out.
I know.
He got kicked off the show. So I'm telling you, like, people see us doing what we do, and they want to be like us. They have everything. So much is given and much is required. And the closer you are to Christ and the closer you are to living out your purpose in him, the more the enemy works, tried to get you to stop doing what you're doing. That's why you have artists who die from suicide and depression and are in therapy and, you know, succumb to alcoholism and drugs and things like that, because the pressure can be so horrible sometimes from the people who, when you're up, they're with you, and when you're down, they're dogging you, you know. And that's a roller coaster of a life, and it's really not cool. But you can't stop doing what you're doing. because you're called to this. Like, they don't understand that when they're, whether they like me or not, I still have to keep doing what God has purposed.
Absolutely.
I still have to keep writing songs. I still have to keep leading worship. I still have to keep,
Absolutely.
You know, teaching the choir, whatever my calling is. You still have to keep doing your podcast. You can't wake up one morning and say, oh, I don't want to do this anymore. This is God has called you to this platform for a reason. And if one
Amen.
Soul, that's what the Bible says, he will leave the 99 and go get the one. So if one soul
mm-hmm.
is turned around, if one life is changed because I'm doing my purpose, I'm living what God has called me to do, I don't care whether you like me or not. Heaven is pleased
Amen.
And God is smiling on my life, and he's the one. That's what matters. That's what matters.
Well, I've heard it said, and I believe it's true, that I've heard it said, and I believe it's true, that if it was just you that needed to be saved,
mm-hmm.
Jesus would have still died just for you. So
yes.
we go forward with this great gratitude and this great knowledge. And I need to go back because you spoke about, you know, how so much fair weather friends can be, and people that know us and think they know us. They did the same thing to our Lord Jesus on Palm Sunday. They
yes.
were praising him. They was giving accolades, throwing their coats and palm trees in front of the donkeys that he was riding, which was a show of reverence. And then 3 days later, they said, crucify
three
him.
Days.
The same people, you know. So
people,
we understand the Bible. The Bible says the servant is not greater than the master. If they did it to our
right.
Lord Jesus, you best believe they're going to do it to us too, because they can't get to
it's
Jesus now, but they can get to us. So if they have this hostility toward Jesus, which is totally insane and ridiculous, they have been deceived by the devil, they're going to do the same thing for us. So we're saying this, listeners, not to scare anybody, but to prepare everybody, because
yes.
this is spiritual warfare. And I need to go back to one more time when you talked about your inspiration for songs. Let me ask you this. As a songwriter, I'm sure your inspiration comes in a variety of different ways. Does it come through, like, life circumstances? Because, see, I'm a writer. I've written 2 books. I write. And I have been posting quotes on Facebook. Actually, I've been posting quotes way before Facebook existed. I would read the Psalms, I would read Proverbs, and then I would hear Holy Spirit God speaking to me about certain things in quick sentences. And I was writing these down at my job in the Detroit post office, and people would come by my machine and read what inspirational quotes I've written today. So what I'm asking is, when you are receiving inspiration for a song, does it come instantaneously, or does it come through a situation in current, present life, or does it come from the past, or are you out and about, and do you just hear somebody say something? How does your inspirations come to you?
When I first started writing, it was, I started writing because I'm a poet. I like writing poems, and so I had this whole book of poetry, and like I would, like, if they were really meaningful to me, I would frame them and hang them on my wall in my apartment and stuff. And that's how I started
okay.
writing. And then because I met a young man who was into recording, and he was like, you should turn some of these poems into music. And so I did that because I was always a singer. And so I've been singing since I was 4. And so I started turning my poems. So it really started out, songwriting started out for me as a sort of like, it was more technical than spiritual. You know what I mean? Like I had the poems, they were already there. I know how to write music. I'm a learned musician. I was a voice major at Delaware State, it's university now. It was college when I went there. I've been studying music my whole entire life. So I read, I write, I can read music.
All
I
that.
Know theory, all of that kind of
mm-hmm.
stuff. I play the piano. So, I just took the technical aspects of what I knew, and I built a melody around the poem. So it started out more technical, but as my relationship grew with Christ, I never in a million years imagined being a gospel artist. My husband of today, his name is John Cornett, I was happy leading worship and being, I was always like a music director or director of a choir at a church. So I was happy doing that. I was happy doing praise and worship in my local churches and going around sharing like that. I never thought about it. But my my husband comes from Cincinnati, Ohio. His name is John Cornett.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in that life. Like, he was backstage with, like, Midnight Star, Ohio Players, like, all of them. Like, he knew that world. And
yeah,
so
yeah,
he was like,
yeah,
we should do – we were going around doing concerts. He was like, we should do a record. We should do a – and as we were doing concerts, our audience pushed us to become artists because they wanted the music that we were singing. They were original songs. They wanted it.
Okay,
but
okay.
I had no way to give it to them because they weren't recorded anywhere. And that's how we
mm-hmm.
started as a group. So once
–
as my relationship grew with Christ, he just started downloading melodies. Now, I will tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
They come, I get inspiration when I am going through a situation in my life. Like, I'm not so happy. It's
yeah.
not such a good thing, you know, like, because,
mm-hmm.
of course, you're praying more. You know, it's just natural to pray more, to speak the word more, to be more, you know, in, you know, close. You want to be closer to Christ. At least I do. Some people do just the opposite, which I think is the craziest thing in the world. Like, when they
I know,
get in trouble,
right.
they go further away from Christ, but for me, when things
yeah.
aren't going right in my world, I need to get closer to him because he's the only one that
absolutely.
Can fix it. If I can't fix it,
absolutely.
Only he can fix it. So as that began to happen in my life, the songs began to come more naturally just through day-to-day process. So going back to what you said, when I'm sitting in service, I always keep some kind of, now it's my phone, some kind of, I used to keep a little notebook in my purse. When the pastor's preaching
yeah,
the word,
yeah.
God would download a melody to me. So I would jot, jot down the word. Then I can remember what the melody was when I look at them. You know what I mean? So stuff like that,
oh, yeah.
he would just tell me songs, give me lyrics to songs that went with what the pastor is preaching. So that started happening. And a lot of my first project was written by me and my sister, the youngest one in our group. And so we wrote a lot of those songs, and that's how most of them came. And then the one song, Forever God Reigns, that I said I was going to talk about, that was a song on purpose. I wrote it all in one session, Ron. One.
Okay. What?
Which is unusual. Because
usually
I get the chorus and then the lyrics, or bits and pieces come together, and I don't really know that those songs go together until I sit down to try to work on them. But I sat
yeah.
down at my keyboard last year, right before the Christmas holiday. I said, God, I need something from heaven that tells the world how great you are, what a great God you are, that you reign forever. They need to be reminded
forever.
That you are still in control, and that
that's right.
to the worship team so we could sing it for Christmas Sunday. When I put my hands
Amen.
On the keyboard, it came all at one time.
Mm-hmm.
From the
I
verse to the chorus to the bridge. And I wrote that
mm-hmm.
whole song in one setting. That's the first time I ever
it.
Asked him to do that. And that's how he did it. So God is faithful.
Amen.
He is faithful.
Amen.
And that song has been blessing me all year long.
Amen.
It was amazing. We, been ministering it all around New Jersey. That song I did with my group of, oh my God, we've about 25 years now, Catrice Cornett and Highest Praise. We have a couple projects out. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Well,
yep.
well, we certainly know that he will do it. It doesn't take God nothing but an instant. It's just a matter of faith.
Yes.
Just hold on and wait for God because, yes, God does forever and ever reign. You best believe it.
All creation sees his praises. You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, 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 dear Father God, you reign and you reign forever and ever and ever. We thank you for your grace, your love, your mercy, and your tender loving kindness. We pray, dear Father God, that your grace will extend to those that have not yet known you, but one day will, if they will just have ears to hear and a heart to receive you. We are interceding on their behalf, that they may come to know you in a very personal and saving way, Lord Jesus, to the salvation of their own soul, and then be a staunch and frontline soldier evangelizing to others the good news of the gospel of you, dear Lord Jesus. Thank you for the empowerment that you give us, Holy Spirit God, and may your reign on earth here now as it is in heaven. Amen. Sounds of my special guest, woman of God, Catrice Cornett, and highest praise. Let us know that God forever and ever reigns. Amen. Goes right there. And see, we are letting people know that God, yes, he forever reigns, and he forever reigns during the Christmas holiday, and we are reclaiming our Christmas holiday. We're not trying to ex-Christmas nothing. We are keeping Christ in Christmas. Me and Lady Catrice was talking before we went live on the air, and we are making it publicly known that we are fully representing and in line with all of other believers that are saying, get your own Christmas holiday. Get up off of December the 25th. If you want to call it the season of giving, the season of joy, whatever you want to call it, fine, do that. Take Santa Claus and Rudolph that red-nosed reindeer with y'all, because neither one of them and none of them have nothing to do with our Christ birth holiday, which is the true origin of Christmas. Get your own date. Get up off of our Christmas, because we're not trying to change it just so that you all can try to invade and impose upon our holy day. It's not a holiday. It's a holy day. So, woman of God, tell us your thoughts about this Christmas celebration. How do you feel? Tell us about it.
Well, you know what? I used to get all caught up in that, going to gotta buy a gift, this and that, or whatever. And I do exchange gifts with my loved ones and stuff like that. But for the most part, it comes to the fact that Jesus is the reason why we're here. And I know say that all the time, but if it wasn't for Jesus, we wouldn't even be celebrating Christmas. And so I just think that people need to understand that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He's a wonderful counselor. He's a mighty God. And talk about Christmas, we went through a whole, I don't even know if it was a decade, but it was a season there for a while where they were even doing, some people do like Xmas or whatever. Oh my God, that just burns me up so bad when I see that. You know what I mean? Yeah. They want to take Christ all the way out of Christmas. The world is so deceptive and deceiving, and then they replace it with spend, give, and then come January 1, we're sitting around looking like, oh, God, please help me pay these bills, because we keep falling for the okey-doke. Stop falling for that. You know, just because you don't have to have $1 million to enjoy Christmas, because it's not about that. Christmas is about family, love, celebrating Jesus, coming together to share. Like, we had a Christmas celebration at our church on Friday. One of the most profound things that the pastor said in closing, he was saying that sometimes when you gather together, instead of just, you know, giving a gift or whatever, you should just give some love, show some love to somebody who you never showed love to. And this is the time of season where it's the easiest to share Jesus, because whether they want to admit it or not, the world acts like they don't know. But they know that there is a God.
They know
that Jesus is real. We've been preaching him for, what, how many years now? Over 2,000 years. They know.
Yes,
you've heard it or seen it somewhere. so this is the easiest time of year where you could go, somebody say, Merry Christmas. You say, yeah, Merry Christmas. Do you know Jesus? Like, they're more open to receive it. This is the best time to evangelize. So if you don't know how to do it, you could do it through the birth of Jesus, through Christmas. Just, you know, mention Jesus. They, people know that season where we're talking about Jesus, where Jesus was born and he came to the earth to save us from our sins. Can't nobody do that with him. I don't care who you're serving. I'm here to tell you right now, you're going to be running around in circles. Nobody can save you but Jesus. Only Jesus can make the difference in your life.
Only Jesus. And, you know, see, the thing about it is, I say these things because there's some spiritual warfare that is taking place behind the scenes with these intrusion on holidays. It's not just Christmas, it's Easter. Easter is about the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. It had nothing to do with candy full of basket, full of candy. It had nothing to do with rabbits. These are things, these are strategic ploys from the enemy, that invisible enemy that was once a hierarchy angel named Lucifer, who decided he wanted to sit in the seat of God. And he was abruptly dismissed like a lightning bolt down to earth. And his plan and plot now that he knows his destiny is going to be hellfire and damnation, him and a third of the angels, to show you how persuasive he was. But the thing about it is that Christmas has been attached. It is the most commercialized, the most merchandised day of the year worldwide, because like you said, Lady Catrice, people are going into new debt to try to mount up
every year
presents almost as high as the Christmas tree. So it's a strategic plot. It's been so commercialized, they don't want to start their own holiday because they feel, and this is worldly, secularly clever. It's demonically clever, because if you attach it to something that already exists, you are trying to attach a deeper meaning to it. You are trying to hide the fact that it's really based on merchandise. It's really based on commercialization. So if we attach it to a spiritual holiday, we'll get people that are religious and we'll get people that are not religious. Christmas time is a multi-billion dollar merchandising holiday season. So that's why there's such an intrusion on our holiday. And I'm going to say this too, and I'm going to say it loud, proud, and if I have to repeat it, I will. I said that if we are celebrating Thanksgiving without recognizing God, we are worshiping food. And so the same thing goes for Christmas. If we are celebrating Christmas without recognizing Jesus Christ, we are worshiping gifts. Now, put that in your pipe and smoke it, okay? Because I said
truth.
It and I meant
it's
it.
The truth.
It's the truth.
It's
we
the
want
truth.
To make
it's
it distinctly
truth.
Clear that there are infringements upon our Easter celebration, which is the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and Christmas as well, which is the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So we want to make it plain. In case there's some indecision or if there's not enough information about these holidays, me and Lady Catrice are just making it plain. We're making it known. Lady Catrice,
y'all have
like
to be careful.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
you have
ma'am.
To be careful. The Satan is the father of lies. If he can get you to believe the hype, he will get you to believe the hype. You know in your spirit what is right.
Come on.
You know right from wrong. We're taught that from children. And when you are a child of the King, and you're not promoting Christ at Christmas, something is wrong. Something is wrong.
You're missing it.
You need to be screaming louder than the world.
You're missing the whole intent of the Christmas holiday season. It's not required by the Bible, but you know what? The Bible says that when we give our tithes, we're just giving what we're basically supposed to do. We're just doing basic service. So God wants to see how much people want to go beyond the bare minimum of gratitude to God. He wants to see who wants to give over and above. So guess what? Christmas is that over and above recognition of our Jesus the Christ for coming into this world and saving us. The Bible did never say you had to do this. This is a free will offering of praise that we are giving to Jesus Christ. And I'm going to tell you something else. Lady Catrice, if there was no Christmas, guess what? I celebrate him coming into this world every single day anyway.
Yes, every day. I celebrate him every day. So it's just a bonus. Christmas is a bonus to me. Yes, I celebrate him every day. I love it. I love it.
You're correct. It's just a big time collaboration where the whole world, even if you don't correctly understand Christmas, the whole world stops and acknowledges this particular day. And I say this, too, for all the people that have an issue with Jesus Christ being the most significant human being in human history. I share this
and ever, forever.
And never will be. Anyone ever close. Look, if you think it's just hype, if you think that Christmas is just the white man's religion, stop and think about this for a moment. It's not arbitrary that our calendar is marked 2021, soon to be 2022. The reason that we are in this year of 2021 is because the world marks their calendar based upon the entrance of one person coming into the world. A.D., when you say the year 500 A.D., that means Adon de Das, which is Latin for year of our Lord. When you say B.C., that means before Christ, talking about this man Jesus. So if it's just hype, the whole world is being fooled. And which is ridiculous because it's evidence that this single person alone was so significant in human history that the whole world marks our calendar based upon this man's life and entrance into the earth realm. Now, if that's not enough proof for you, y'all contact me. I'm on Facebook, Ryan E. Jefferson, because I got a whole bunch of other evidence
that
Jesus Christ is the most significant man ever to walk on this planet Earth. And when the Bible says that many more things did this Jesus Christ do that the whole world could not contain it in books, that means this man of God was so active in showing the love of God through healing, through preaching, through teaching, through compassion, that his acts could actually be put into every book in the in the world, and it still not be enough room. He still has enough. In 3 years of ministry, our Jesus did the miraculous. Woman of God, this is the I had to get that out. This particular part of the show, Lady Catrice, is when I ask my special guest for any burning desire that is inside them, whether it's pertaining to the church and how we do or don't do things, or if it's something burning in your spirit regarding to women, men, whatever it is that you maybe have been holding on to, this is the time that I'm going to ask and trust and believe Holy Spirit God is going to give you the words to share with us now so that you can free yourself and then bless us all at the same time.
I grew up in, it's funny you asked that question. I grew up in the church and I have a Facebook group called, let me back up. I have a Facebook group called The Curse Stops Here. And I started the first the Facebook group because I was just so tired of the traditional religious rhetoric and stuff like that that happens in churches that we are taught, even from our family members. Like, you know, we got family members who are so staunch, whether they believe Christ or not, but, you know, there is, like, they're just so set in this religious stuff, you know, a lot of myths and things that they say it's in the Bible or cliches that they say in church that is really not scriptural. The way some of the way leaders sometimes, I'm just going to put it out there, exploit the people who God gives them to help build that body of Christ or whatever, I was just sick of it. So I started a Facebook page called The Curse Stops Here, and it's for people who are artists in the gospel industry who are tired of you saying you sing gospel, but then when you're off the stage, I can't get you to smile at me. You're cursing and cussing me out. You're not walking like a Christian. You know, you're not open to receive. You think you're better than everybody else. You know, like pastors and leaders who say they want your help, but then when you start to prosper or God starts to bless you, then they get jealous. How can you be jealous of somebody that God sends under, to sit underneath of you? And so then they start to do things to damage and bleed on the saints that they are supposed to actually be helping. And so that's why they, I started this group. And then and so we get in there and I share things that I share the truth. My experiences, my own testimonies, the truth that's in the word, other people come on and we do things like that. And I'm saying that to say this. In February, it was the first time in my whole entire life that I was without a church home, and it wasn't my choice. It was because my leader decided that I was of no use anymore as a worship
leader. You got to be kidding.
Which really, really broke my heart, literally. I never thought at this age, I'm 59, I was 58 when that happened, that I would be able to be, I mean, because when you grow up in church, you experience all kinds of church hurt. You know what I mean? You just keep going. You know what I mean? I never thought that I would be able, that someone at this age would be able to hurt me again like that. And so February, February of 2021, I didn't have a church home. When I tell you, Brother Ron, I didn't know what to do with myself. I was, like, calling up some of my mentors. I was like, can you please cover me? Can you please cover me? You know, I didn't know what to do. So God just kept telling me was, wait on me. Just be patient and wait on me. Every time I would seek his face, that's what he would tell me. And I'm saying that to say this. If you've ever been hurt by a leader church, somebody who you thought should have had your back or been lifting you up and supporting you and things like that, and they did not, they are human. And a lot of times they succumb to the pressure of pride and fame and all of the things, everything that is not of God, just like Lucifer did. And so what happens is they begin to, everything flows downhill, right? So they're the leader. They can do whatever they want. This is their church. And so then things start to come down on the saints that we should never have to carry, because the Bible says that Jesus washed. There says that Jesus was a servant, that he was the master. He was a servant to the disciples. He washed their feet. So if you are under somebody who is not treating you, know what you feel in your heart. In your heart, I beseech you to seek other, because I'm not telling you not to go to church. What I am telling you is that that is not of God.
No, it's not.
Be whole, have abundant life, have it more abundantly, and those that he puts charge over our souls should be praying for us, uplifting us, encouraging us. If they are doing anything but that, it's not God. God does not punish you for wanting to serve. He does not punish you for wanting to be the best that you can be for the kingdom. He would never do that. And so the thing that I went through, he would never treat you that way. The thing that I've been dealing with this year is, now I know, Brother Ron, why I had to go through that. Because there's so many saints out there that are doing that. So my word of advice to leaders is, stop being jealous and envious of the people who God places in your care to help you promote what he called you to do. We're only there to help you. We're there to, we're Aaron. We're the second seat. We don't want, everybody doesn't want your seat. I never wanted to be a pastor, ever. I don't want that job. No, everybody doesn't want your job. We just want to be able to serve and do what we're called to do to the best of our ability. You do what you do. We do what we do.
Thank you.
It comes together. Souls are saved. People are healed, delivered every day. God is glorified. This is earth. If you stop being so jealous and envious of the people that God sends to help you build the kingdom where he plants you. This is the leader.
Amen.
You know, and I'm a leader in the church. I've never been a pastor. I don't have that desire at all. But I've been hurt by many of them because I'm doing what God has asked me to do. So the people like to hear you sing. They like to hear your song. That can't happen. All the light has to be on them. Come on now. That's time out for that. Stop hurting your sheep. Stop hurting your sheep. Stop hurting your people.
Let me give you what Holy Spirit God just gave me just right now, woman of God. It's going to help you and somebody else.
Amen.
I never realized this, but we know about the parable of the wheat and the tares. Until you said what you said, up until this point, I always looked at the tares as being in the pews. But Holy Spirit God let me know that sometimes the tares is also in the pulpit.
Yes, sir. I'm a witness. Because I'm telling you, Brother Ron, all I've ever wanted to do was serve God. He gave me. I didn't ask for this voice. I never asked to be a leader. But that's what he got.
And you,
you know, that's
and,
what he
and
made
you
me.
Need, and you need not apologize for the favor and the gifts of God
Thank
on
you.
Your life and my life. We don't have to apologize. We don't pump up our chest and beat on our chest and demand that the spotlight be on us at all times. Because 9 times out of 10, the people that are called, we like Moses. God, are you sure you want me to go?
Exactly.
Are you sure?
God, send somebody else. Please send somebody else.
I would prefer in my mind, which is my human self, to not necessarily be under the spotlight and the speculation and opinion of other people. But once we start actually living in our purpose and our calling, we wouldn't want to do nothing else. It's just the warm-up
that's right.
and the practice that we don't like. It's just the other folks that's out there that we know we have to deal with. But all that's going to do is make us better, stronger, and wiser. Woman of God, we have just about run out of time. I can't believe it. It always happens whenever we get in good. No, you don't. I told you you don't have to apologize. I just have this format, and I'm trying to get it all in. Woman of God, I don't ever feel bad when it's time to go, because all that does is just lets you know that you have an open invitation to come back so that we can continue with this godly conversation of truth and our love for Jesus and tell the whole world that God is real and we are walking, talking, breathing, living miracles. We're not just people that just read the Bible and go to church and have a big head full of theology and parables. Our lives have been touched by God. We are transformed.
Turned all
and we know,
yes, God.
And
oh,
we
Jesus.
Know that there are people out there that
Jesus,
have not
Jesus.
Experienced what we have experienced. So our lives are dedicated to reaching those of you that are not sure. And those that don't even
yes.
believe it, if you knew our stories, you wouldn't believe it anyway. You wouldn't even
anyway.
Believe it because, see, you're looking at us now after God has worked on us and transformed us, and we're still a work in process and progress. Don't get it
yes.
twisted. We have not arrived, but we still run this race because we are so convinced and sure that God
yes.
is so real. We are willing to take the blows. We are willing to take the separation. We are willing to take the scandal and the gossip because what God has done for us to take off of the people that don't know no better, we ain't even worried about it. We ain't even ashamed because we know that God is going to be our strength and our hope,
yes,
just like he always has.
He
woman of God, what
yes,
I'd like you to do, I would love for you to give your booking information. I know that there's a virus out there, but we seem to be trying our best to recuperate back to some normalcy. So if you would share your booking information so that that pastor or that event coordinator can get in touch with you to come to their revival or their women's conference or whatever it is they got going on, even if it's a Zoom celebration, share how you can be contacted, all of your social media contacts, and where this anointed music that you sing as Catrice Cornette and Highest Praise can be downloaded so that the saints and the people listening to this broadcast can continue to be blessed until you come back to this fire gospel experience.
You can find me at CatriceCornetteMinistries.org. That's my website. And you can go there. If you scroll down to the contact page, it'll have a link where you can book me. So that's Catrice Cornette, C-O-R-N-E-T-T, Ministries, I-E-S, .org. And so that's where you can find me on my website. I'm on all social media platforms. Facebook is Catrice Cornette. Instagram is Catrice Cornette. YouTube is Catrice Cornette. I just use my name. It's easier for me.
Twitter
is Catrice Cornette everywhere. And then you can find my music for me and the Carey Sisters and Highest Praise on all the digital platforms. I'm actually trying to build my Spotify audience up now. So if you are on Spotify, please go like my page and subscribe to me.
Okay.
And we have a new song coming out January 2022. I am doing my first ever virtual pre-release party on January 1st.
Awesome.
The name of the song is called Strong and Courageous. And this song was written from beginning to end, but it came in a prophetic service at a church. And from beginning to end. So we played it. It was Bless You. It's based off of Joshua 1:9. It's time for us to go possess our land. And don't be afraid, because God has equipped you to do exactly what he created you to do. So just go get it. Go get it.
Go get it. Amen. Amen. Woman of God, we appreciate you so much. I want you to know, like I said, you and your lovely sisters, Carey Sisters, are always welcome to come back. Do what you did right then. You got in touch with me. I tell folks all the time, every broadcast, if you want to be my special guest, get in touch with me. Give me a call, 870-413-0220. I'm on Facebook, Ryan E. Jefferson. Send me an email, ronaldjefferson1@aol.com. And see, if you do what Lady Catrice Cornette did, you'll be sitting in the same seat that she's sitting in right now as my special guest on Fire, the Gospel Experience. I love you in Jesus. I appreciate what you're doing for the kingdom of God.
Thank
you. Looking forward to having you come back whenever you're ready. Whenever you get some music, I'm looking for mine first. I don't want to be in the middle,
I'm going to send you the new track tonight when I get off with the CD cover, so you can be ready to, you know, play it. And you can play it whenever you get ready.
I'm going to be ready. And listeners, this woman of God, her sister sent me some CDs. Man, I was wearing them CDs out. I still got them, and I want you to know they still blessing me. They still blessing me.
Amen.
So thank you, thank
Amen.
You, thank you.
Amen.
Bless you in Jesus. You enjoy your holidays
you
and every day that
you
the good
too.
Lord give you. I want you to be blessed like never before. Amen.
Thank you so much. I receive it. Amen. Good night.
Woman of God, Catrice Cornette was here, and she blessed us on this Fire Gospel Experience, didn't she? Yes, she did. She did.
Yes, she did.
Y'all know she did. She blessed us, and man, she ain't through blessing us. I'm here to tell y'all that she still got some more for us on this Fire Gospel Experience. We are celebrating the birth of our Lord Jesus the Christ. He came so that he could save. And when Jesus saves, he saves to the utmost. Amen. So, yes, he was a child. We remember him in a stable, born in a barn, because there was no room for him in the inn. So what we want you to do, if you haven't done it already, we want you to make room for Jesus in your life. Here's Woman of God, Catrice Cornette, singing about which child is this, talking about Jesus.
Child is this? He is the King of Kings. Oh, yes, he is. What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap? While shepherds watch our keeping, why lies a thing such a mean estate, where ox and ass are feeding? Good Christians, fear for sinners, hear the silent word is pleading. The King whom shepherds guard and angels see. the babe, the son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold and myrrh, convalescent king to own him, the king of a king, salvation bring, let a loving heart in a throne.
This is the New Fire Broadcast. How many want their lights to be fired? God can light your fire. I'm tuning in. My name is Latrice Lawrence, National Gospel Recording Artist and Songwriter. Tune in to the New Fire Broadcast.
Thank you, my buddy.
Get to the fire,
fire. I was blind, and I just lost my way, lost my mind, trying to find. I took off the chain, I can't explain it, I can't describe it, but I get excited. That's when I feel vibrations, like a celebration. And the fact about it, they say sin is believing, and I seen it with my own eyes.
Of days, the great I am. He is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Sounds of Little Rock, Arkansas's very own Rob Forte singing about the Spirit of Yah. Looking forward to having that young man and his group, those awesome sisters from Pine Bluff, Arkansas, where I'm broadcasting. They're going to be my guests sometime in January, so y'all want to stay tuned in and be blessed by that interview. And before Rob Forte singing Spirit of Yah, we heard from Woman of God, Latrice Lawrence. Now, y'all know I love Latrice Lawrence. She is such an awesome, beautiful woman of God. So very, very talented and gifted. Just has that beautiful Christ-like spirit. Just love you people of God that are doing God's will and letting him transform you into his own very image. Singing, I want to thank you. Thank you, Lady Latrice Lawrence. You still got it, girl. You still got it going on. I would love to just encourage you with a word from the subject that just came in my spirit about no distinction. Yes, we are celebrating the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, and one of the most beautiful things that drew me to Christianity is that God loves everyone. And the Bible declares that to be true. Acts 15. Verses 8 through 11 says, and God, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Spirit as he did unto us, and put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. Now, therefore, why tempt ye God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear. But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved, even as they. What a very challenging time for the body of Christ in those early days of its birth. The Apostle Peter had already witnessed the Gentile Pentecost at the house of Cornelius of Caesarea in Acts 10. And now the great evangelist Paul, formerly the Christian terrorist known as Saul, has been journeying to lands beyond Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, into the uttermost parts of the earth, just as our Lord had pronounced that they would, Matthew 28 and then Mark 16. And so much so that when the Apostle Paul preached at Antioch, that after the Jews departed, the Gentiles begged Paul to continue preaching for the next Sabbath day. It says it right there in Acts chapter 13, verse 42, which helps us to know those that have ears to hear will hear. Matthew 11 and 15, our Lord Jesus said that himself. They will indeed hear. So when we share the good news of the gospel of our Lord Jesus, and to much of our surprise, it may not be who we think may hear or even in our plan. So, as we should also be aware that the devil will not just sit idly by while we go about the business of our Father. So, here come them church folks, Acts 15 and 1. And certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren and said, except ye be circumcised after the manner of Moses, you cannot be saved. When therefore Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and disputation with them, that means they was not having that. They was willing to stand up for the truth. They determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain other of them should go up to Jerusalem unto the apostles and elders about this question. This, beloved, this was an age of law and grace clashed greatly at this time between those of the keepers of the law and the disciples of our Lord Jesus, which is for us to understand that our biblical and Bible literacy must be a requirement when facing opposition in, hello, and out of the church. It is the word of God that has and will have the final say. Acts 15 and 7 says that when they had been much disputing, Peter rose up and said unto them, men and brethren, we know how that a good while ago God made choice among us that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us. The Apostle Peter, who preached on the day of Pentecost, is now speaking to a room full of believers as to the continuing power of God regarding that there should be no distinction. Acts 15 and 9 says, and put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts. How that God is not a respecter of persons, it says so right there in Acts 10:34, but has provided his love and salvation for all men from every race, creed, ethnicity, tribe, and land. Don't matter where you come from. The Bible has been abusively used in American slave history to subjugate the African slaves into a seemingly justified submission. But let me tell you, the Bible was being used in an evil conspiracy against our African fathers and mothers. Those who believe this is true today has not read the Bible wholly and without preconceived ideas of it possessing an evil contraption created by white slave owners. No one prosecutes a gun in a robbery, but the one who possessed the gun and did the crime is guilty. So it is with the Bible that was being used in the heinous and inhumane legalized history of American slavery. And God, verse 8 says, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did us. Amen. Goes right there. Giving you some good godly inspiration right here on this fire gospel experience. Talking about no distinction. God is not a respecter of person. We're trying to get the truth out here so that people will understand the lover of their souls. Yes, he is. Here's Shekinah Glory Ministry featuring Maurice Joshua as we are worshiping our Christ in this Christmas holiday season. We have one thing to say. We're going to shout it to the rooftops. Reign, Jesus, reign.
Over all of my problems,
reign, Jesus, reign.
Over sickness and
disease,
you alone are worthy,
reign, Jesus, reign.
To you I bow,
reign,
my knee,
Jesus, reign.
Lord, all power,
omniscient,
that means that you know all things,
omnipresent,
that means that you are
don't know that you reign, shame on them. They're going to find out one way or another. And I pray that they find out in your peace and not in your disputed anger. Lord Jesus, help them to understand that they need you more than they realize. Sounds of Shekinah Glory Ministry, reign, Jesus. You reign, you reign, you reign. And we thank you for showing your love. Here's Fred Perry and Second Generation, because, yes, around this Christmas time of year, and beloved, best believe, all year, we're going to show love. That's what we do, because that's what God did. Showing some love right there, right there. Thank y'all for blessing us and reminding us to keep showing us that love. We are embracing the thought of no distinction. And the Bible declares in Acts chapter 15 and verse 8, the Bible says, "And God, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us." So God himself had stepped in to show his grace to all men. I'm talking about the same grace and the same power that he demonstrated on the day of Pentecost to the disciples. Amen. This is a blessing because God will step into our life situations now for us as well. I'm so glad that God is God and not like us, whom he created in his image, talking about he created us in his image. And so grateful when we stop trying to recreate God into our feeble, wishy-washy images. Verse 10 says, now therefore, why tempt ye God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither your fathers nor we were able to bear? But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved, even as they. We believers in Christ will do well when we come to points of benevolence and grace, as demonstrated ad infinitum by our Heavenly Father and our Lord Jesus when he walked the earth. Could it be that after some time in our discipleship, we have contracted a certain amnesia regarding who we were when we started our faith journey? How we stumbled along until some blessed souls sent by God aided us and propped us up into learning and demonstration of the power of God in their lives, so that we could have the same saving grace applied in our lives. Yes, Lord, we thank you for the great and awesome power that you possess and make it available to those of us who truly believe, even when it only may be the size of a mustard seed, as you spoke of in Matthew 17 and 20. Amen. Goes right there. We are praising God up in here, his woman of God, Nikki Berry. When Jesus walked this earth, he was demonstrating and showing us God in human flesh. And so Nikki Berry wants to sing and say, God, will you continue to show me and us your glory?
We
just want your beautiful presence in our lives, Lord God. If you would just show us just the backside of your glory, just like you did the prophet Moses, it'll probably drive us crazy, but we'll be crazy in praise. Here's Niles Barkley talking about crazy for Jesus. Yes, Lord, yes.
People often ask me, how do I keep a smile? Even when things get bad, we double stacked up in piles. Though it may look hopeless, I will never lose faith. Though the storms may come, the sun is just a cloud away.
Crazy child, girl, you doing some crazy stuff following that Jesus and everything. And that's just going to be the nice things, the nicer things that they're going to say about you. So don't worry about it. You will have tougher skin than that to see your way through. This is the segment of the hour where you gifted and anointed encouragers of the word, spoken word, lyrical words that speak life and exhortation into our lives. This is that word up segment where you gift and anointed people will come in and bless us with words of encouragement. I'm just happy and excited to have with us woman of God, Shanine Bonner. In these holidays, sometimes they can be long, they can be tedious, and sometimes they can be a little sad for some of us. But don't you know, when you put your faith in the Most High God, your sad days will be over. Not to say they may not come, but he'll give you the strength to make it through. Come on, woman of God, Shanine Bonner with Word of Inspiration.
Father, in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Anointed One. Lord, you said that our sad days is over. Lord, you said this is a season of a turnaround. So we turn our mourning to joy. We turn our sadness to praise. Father, Spirit of heaviness. So everything that has brought sadness to us, I declare that it be uprooted right now, according to Matthew 15:13. Every plant that the Father did not plant be uprooted now in Jesus' name. The Lord said in Psalm 35, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So I speak to the breaking of the day, which is your morning. I declare the morning of joy to come now. I speak to the Lord of the breaking of the day to bring a breakthrough of happiness now. You have stepped into a season of breakthrough, and you can call on the Lord of the breakthrough to bring a breakthrough to your situation now. In Jesus' name, the Lord said this is the season that your sad days are over. Your pain is over. Your struggle is over. This is the season of restoration and elevation. God is going to restore everything back to you that was stolen. If your peace was stolen, God said, get ready for your double. If your joy was stolen, God said, get ready for your double. God said in Isaiah 61:7, for your shame double, for your confusion double. The Lord said, according to Deuteronomy 6, that you have walked around this mountain long enough. You have walked around sadness long enough. You have walked around depression long enough. You have walked around grief long enough. You have walked around oppression long enough. The Lord said in Isaiah 40:2, that your warfare has been accomplished. That means your sad days is over.
Well, your sad days is over. You heard it from Woman of God, Shanine Bronner, letting you know it is what it is. They are over. It's up to you. Go on and walk in your victory. Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord, that's how we roll, giving God his just due praise and then giving you some good sanctified edification so that you can take this into your day, into your week to come, so that you have strength to be able to stand victorious in faith in our Lord Jesus the Christ. Amen. Don't y'all know Jesus is the Savior of the world? Well, if you didn't know, we are beginning y'all to sing about it on this fire gospel experience.
Savior of his home.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord, he sure is. He sure is the Savior of the world. I want to thank each and every one of you all beautiful listeners out there, praying that you have a blessed and a wonderful, happy Christmas holiday as we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to extend a much heartfelt thank you for my special guest, woman of God, Catrice Cornett, for coming in and blessing us with so much energy and so much love and wisdom that she shared. Thank you, thank you, thank you, woman of God. Can't wait for you to come back. I will leave you with this final thought. When we put praise on our lips, God will put song in our hearts. Y'all be blessed until next fire gospel experience. I will leave you with woman of God, Eloise, singing what I would certainly declare to be true for you, and that is very simply these two words: let God be blessed in Jesus. Hallelujah.
Let go, let God, let go, let God. You've got to let it all go.
Share the bit of honesty. Share the bit of honesty.